Thank you for listening to or watching another episode of SNTR Presents. This is going to be a talk about how strikes are pointless right now in Destiny, and I'd like to see that change. Obviously, the title's negative, but I'm going to promote ideas that I think could make strikes better. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or watching on YouTube, you can always tune in live. Twitch.tv/SayNoToRage, and I'm going to do a new format. If you want to watch the Q&A that follows this, there's going to be a link in the description below. Those should not be hitting your YouTube sub alerts like sub boxes anymore. It does go live on the channel, but I don't want to be hitting your alerts too often. So there'll always be a link to Q&A in the actual main talk right down in the description below. Clicking the like button and sharing the video is a great way to support me as well. So let's break this into three sections as we always do. First, I want to say they have no purpose. Second, how could Zavala be included into this? He is the Vanguard NPC. And then lastly, let's talk about strike-specific loot, because that comes up a lot. There is strike-specific loot in the game, but it's in Nightfalls. It's not in strikes. So, first of all, strikes have no purpose. Right now, they only matter for 2 milestones, and those milestones only matter when you're leveling up. It's sort of a ritual that you go through whenever there's a level bump and you're like, oh, I need to level up my guardian again, and you go and you do the milestones. Even as those milestones are designed, I don't think they're particularly that enjoyable. You've got to make sure you're matching the subclass of other players, and if you're not paying attention, obviously people could troll you and switch at the last minute, or they could just, you could constantly deal with, I have to switch to a subclass I don't want to play on. Like if you're set up to run Blade Barrage or you're set up to run Nova or whatever, and somebody is running something that you would prefer not run, I mean, that's not enjoyable for the player to essentially be told they have to run something unique. And I just got Oathkeeper to drop from an HVT, so that's kind of funny. And funny enough, it's got shotgun enhanced reloader and enhanced momentum transfer. That's actually the enhanced momentum transfer is a fantastic role on this. But and linear fusion and rocket launcher scavenger is also a pretty good role. That's actually a great role on that. So interrupting the talk a little bit to celebrate an exotic drop in the wild. We just said this morning that exotics seem to be dropping more, and I hadn't seen any. So there's one for me. So The milestones designed as they are aren't even that great. I think it should just be run so many strikes and you get your milestone. I mean, honestly, to a certain extent, this touches on another subject. I think leveling should just be streamlined in general. I don't think the milestone system is good. I don't think it's working. I think a far better system would be to streamline leveling and then all these pockets of the game change once you are max level, okay? So, when I'm going to get to Zavala, think about that. Like, Zavala would change once you get max level. Right now, once you get max level, these become absolutely worthless to you. There is literally no reason to run strikes once you hit, right now, at 650. So, the same thing's going to happen in Season of the Drifter. You play strikes for a couple weeks, maybe. And maybe I'm overstating it. Maybe there's so many people that are not at max level that strikes actually are a weekly ritual for people. But even as a weekly ritual, I don't think it's all that exciting or rewarding to basically get 2 drops that may or may not even help you level up. It seems to be a mistreatment of an enormous piece of content. I don't even know the quantitative number of strikes right now in the game. You know, there's 6 planets and a couple per planet. So I know there's got to be at least, a minimum of 10. I don't know if the total number is 15 or wherever it's landing. But to me, that's an enormous piece of amount of content in Destiny that is being vastly underutilized and has virtually no presence in the habits and rhythms of players. I'm surprised the annual pass did not bring something to breathe purpose into strikes. You don't have to change the strikes. You don't have to change the fights. You don't even have to add loot to the strikes themselves, but you could add incentive to run them. It's a strange relegation given how they were the meat and potatoes content of Destiny 1. They were just the thing that you do. They were the primary place that so many people hung out, and now they've just been sort of sidelined into irrelevancy. And some of that has to do with the milestone system and the leveling system not being a good leveling system, so that being addressed wouldn't necessarily fix this problem, but it would definitely open them up to say, okay, what are we going to do with strikes? That's why I want to talk about Zavala next. I think Zavala, and you've heard me trot out this idea many times for all the NPCs, but I think Zavala needs rotating bounties just like Ada. Every week you would go to Zavala, he would have an armor piece bounty and a weapon bounty. So you would be grinding for, let's just say, the origin story. That auto rifle. Now, the only way I think this works is if you have the origin story or whatever he has you grinding for. They need pinnacle roles in the pool. They need pinnacle roles in the mix. And the reason for that is random roles are only exciting if there's something unique about one of the potential roles that you can get. And so you would need to say, hey, we're instituting a new system of bounties with Zavala and every single weapon that he has. You could even have it be a small pool of weapons. It doesn't need to be enormous. If it's rotating weekly, it could be four weapons. That's one weapon for every week of the month. That's not bad. And that means you've got, what, three chances every season, and then eventually they could become static in there all the time every season that they change, right? Oh, as we leave Season of the Drifter, we go into Season of the Shadow with Penumbra. Those four weapons, those bounties would just become available all the time, but during that season, there's that rhythmic urgency, four weapons, you know, one weapon a week. Now, the armor as well would allow you to get a full set. So maybe instead of one armor piece a week, because you'd need five pieces, that wouldn't work with the four count, right? They could do two armor pieces a week just to enable you to get a few more armor pieces at a quicker a quicker way than you get the guns. This would enable you to then make strikes matter. If you go to Zavala and you're like, oh, sweet, I've been waiting for him to have the Nurgle. Let's just say the Nurgle comes back in full swing. If you remember that weapon from the beta, that was a pulse rifle that dominated PvP during the beta. It's actually a really fun pulse rifle. Well, he could have this thing as a Vanguard weapon. I know it's Amalon, but let's just use it as an example. And for that week, random rolls, and there'd be a pinnacle version. There'd be something unique that this gun gets. We could call it, you know, Dragonfly Desperado or something, where if you get a crit kill, it reloads the next mag with a whole mag of Dragonfly or something. And Outlaw comes with it, and it's a saucy, cool gun, and it feels neat. You didn't lose your Street Ghost Rider. We're on cumulative subs now. So that whole week, you're grinding for the Nurgle, where the bounty would have you running strikes. The same way that Ada is like, here is a bounty for the Ringing Nail auto rifle, and you go and you grind the forges, Zavala would then direct you to go grind strikes for that bounty. So with a very small pool of weapons and armor and a couple of pinnacle rolls, you could immediately make strikes matter, which takes a huge amount of content and makes it viable. All of a sudden it matters. All of a sudden running strikes has a purpose. There's a lot of them in the game. You could even have him have a rank. If Zavala has a seasonal rank, like the one time that he did, when you could get that cool ship. Thank you, Zach Shacadelli, for your 28-month sub. You remember the ship that you could get from him? I believe that was in the previous season, Season 4. There was the... No, it wasn't the Queen of Hearts. It was even before that. Was it Season 3 that had his ship? Yes, Zavala's Authority. You could get this for rank 50. Well, every season you could give him a couple of cosmetic rewards, and doing these bounties, grinding these strikes, raises your rank and gives you a sense of progression during that season. Couple of shaders, couple of emblems, couple of ships and sparrows, and you're done. You could even maybe have him have a consumable to increase your rep, and you get like a streak bonus. So the longer you stay in the playlist, the more points you're getting for his rank, the better payout. You're just giving people that, hey, just hang out in strikes all day today. You know, just hang out in there, grind up, and get that rank with Zavala. So there's two lanes they could add, and I don't think either of these, I'm not asking for something significant or elaborate. A couple of guns, armor pieces, couple of pinnacle rolls, and a bounty system like Ada's, and then give him a rank. You rank him up for that season. You got some pretty basic cosmetic rewards. Oh, who cares about cosmetics? Well, it's tied to a loot pursuit pool that would have a rhythm every week. And then that gives you that sense of like, I definitely want to, you know, go after this loot. And then while you're doing that, your rank is just naturally going up and you feel that sense of progression and that, you know, that sense of pride. Like, look at my rank with the Vanguard. Lastly, let's talk about strike-specific loot, because this comes up a lot. People are like, well, why isn't there strike-specific loot, right? Well, there is strike-specific loot, but they put it in the Nightfalls. So you go into a Nightfall and you're grinding for the Warden's Law and the Warden of Nothing Nightfall. I think that's fine. I think the rotation of Nightfalls, as long as it works properly, because it hasn't been working properly, as long as it's three new Nightfalls every week, I think that rhythmic urgency is totally fine. But what about loot drops from strike bosses? It might be cool to have armor pieces that can drop during the strikes that's not the armor pieces you're chasing from Zavala. So Zavala would have like the full Vanguard set, but you could have like a Strike Master armor set, and the pieces can drop randomly from any strike boss, and maybe the chances go up the longer you're in the playlist. This is just a way of having more loot in the game, a little bit, you know, a little something to kind of show for yourself, and it would be exciting when you see it drop. Like maybe you'd want it to look really cool, obviously, and then you could go for certain roles. And while maybe you're on a streak, bosses could have a higher drop chance for exotics as well. So the armor set wouldn't be that exciting, but another reason to stay in the playlist was this could become kind of an exotic farm. The longer you're in the playlist, the longer you get that streak, the higher chances of exotics dropping from bosses. So you just kind of keep going, staying in the mix. This is a multifaceted grind at this point with little effort from Bungie. Little effort. The strikes are already there, couple of bounties, small loot pool for Zavala, a rank, some cosmetics, and then all you gotta do is increase exotic drop rates while you're in the playlist, you know, add a buff to your exotic chances. Three of Coins was in the game, you know, before. They could bring that idea back. It's a buff the longer you're in there. Now, I know people are going to say, what about skeleton keys, Lono? Skeleton keys, a lot of people may have liked skeleton keys. I don't think that was the best system. I don't think skeleton keys brought the sauce and the loot pursuit that is brought when there is either a sense of the bounty system with Ada or a sense of, oh, the boss might drop something. Skeleton keys truncated the grind too much. It was too segmented. I do think maybe they could have a drop that buffs Nightfall specific loot. So while you're doing this grind, remember, multifaceted grind. You're raising your rank with Zavala, you're trying to get a specific role on the Nurgle, and you're also getting an increased exotic drop rate. You're, you know, there's just this, it's banging on all cylinders while you're staying in there. Well, after a whole day of that, what if you had, you know, four or five consumables that increase Nightfall specific rewards? Well, now you've just kind of given an incentive and a slight shove to say, hey, when the Nightfall grind comes around, you've got some stuff to make that grind a little bit more exciting and a little bit more enjoyable, right? You could call it, instead of calling it a skeleton key, you could call it, I don't know, card of the dead or something. And when you pop card of the dead, it gives you an increased chance of that Nightfall specific piece to drop. And that gives, then you've got layers of the grind going on. This, to me, is an easy way to say, look at all these strikes we have. Again, I don't know what the quantity is, if anybody added it up in chat, but look at all these strikes we have that nobody's playing. This is an easy way to funnel people in there. And that just sort of naturally lends itself to the rhythmic engagement of the player base. Each week there's something new to chase. Each day you can kind of spend some time in there grinding for the role that you want. If you get the role that you want, that's the thing. That's why a segmented grind is so important. Let's say you get the role that you want on the gun that week. Strikes don't become irrelevant to you that week. Maybe you really, really just want to grind exotic, so you stay in the playlist. Maybe you really want to just keep bumping Zavala's, you know, rank. Maybe you just really want to try and get those Card of the Dead consumables because you're going to grind for a Nightfall-specific reward whenever the Warden of Nothing comes back. That's why a layered grind is so important. Because even once you get the role you want on the gun that you want, you're still not suddenly, strikes aren't suddenly robbed of purpose at that point in time. And the reason this is helpful is casuals to hardcores can engage with this content and always feel like something is happening. Your rank's going up with Zavala, maybe some Card of the Deads are dropping, you're getting the guns at a reasonable rhythm like you do with the forges. This is a wonderful way, I think, to treat the spectrum of player. Now, difficulty spectrum is a whole other subject we need to talk about, but it could help this out as well. There could even be tiers of the bounties. Like, right? Zavala's got multiple bounties, and maybe these bounties down here, when you run strikes at 650, they're more rewarding, or they give more rep, or they give double drops or something. I don't know. That's another reason why Difficulty Spectrum could come in and they could basically say, hey, Strikes now have Difficulty Spectrum because Zavala has a spectrum of bounties to do. You have a reason to run these Strikes at a higher difficulty. So I don't think Strikes are going to get raised in power. They've done away with Difficulty Spectrum. They've done away with Power Spectrum. I think that's to the game's detriment. I think that needs to come back, and you do it in a way that's motivated by Loot Pursuit. So we're going to transition to Q&A. Again, if you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, or watching on YouTube there'll be a link below to the Q&A. As always, you can come in live, twitch.tv, catch these live. If you're here live right now, be sure to click follow. That's an easy way to support what I do and submit those questions. As always, I appreciate you liking and listening and all the other places, please like, share, and subscribe.